Good morning. We're calling this one today the wave. What are you? Okay. So let's start out as usual. Just take a breath and relax. Let the out-breath bring a releasing of letting go. Take this moment to rest in the reality of your own being, recognizing there is but one essence, one life, one infinite reality, one being. And that being is you. Rest in the real that you are not separate from life, but that you are life, the fullness and completeness of it. No matter the appearance, all is consciousness and vibration. Unfolding manifestation. Life is, being is, love is, and all is perfect. Let us listen from the heart and discover the real. There is one presence, you, an eternal spirit. You are the wholeness. You are the completeness that is. So take a breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Be still. Okay, so just continue to rest back and take a breath and let's see how this goes today, huh? All right. Let's start. Nothing is separate. All is one. Everything in essence is one. The wave is not separate from the ocean. And as this is, so too are we. We are not separate from the universe. From consciousness, from life. Okay. We are the awareness. And we flow as the ocean and rise up as a wave in what appears as a separate self. Like the wave, remain visible for a time and then merge back down into the ocean, merging back into the source from which it did rise. Okay. Never was the wave separate from its source. Never did it wander off into the darkness of a false belief? I'm a separate wave. I'm a big wave. My name is Harry and I am me. Never did that. And likewise, we have not become a person separate or apart from the source or from life. We remain as we have always been. Pure, perfect, formless, eternal presence. And we see this as we surrender the illusion of being a separate wave. And just as there is not a separate wave apart from its source, no matter how large it is or how small, no matter what the appearance is, there is never, ever a separate wave. It always remains the ocean. Always, always connected. Now, the wave, as we call it, which is actually the ocean rising up in a formation and then flowing back down again, it's always the ocean. The ocean does not become a wave. The wave is an activity of the ocean. A process of the ocean. It's what the ocean does. It's what this source of water that we call ocean does. Itself rises and itself falls back down into itself. It makes an appearance. It's called a wave. It's called a Susan. And then it flows back down into the source from which it rose. It's what the ocean does. So the body mind is not a separate thing, but an activity in life, a process of life. It's what life does. In our essence, this is what you do. You rise in expression, you rise in form, you rise in visibility, and then when complete, you let go and merge back into the self from which you came. Flowing into expression is only what mind is calling a wave. Mind is calling it a wave. This flow, this expression of the ocean, this action of the ocean. And it is mind calling a body wave, a person. That's all. Life flowing into expression. Mind calls it a person. Mind calls it a wave. Mind calls it a book. Mind calls it a cup. Mind calls it a lamp. It's all flowing into expression from somewhere. And then mind labels it. So, as the ocean is not confused as to the appearance or expression of what is called a wave, neither is life confused as to the appearance or the expression of a body mind. And what is life? You are. It is that mind came to believe what mind sees, and what mind touches and what it tastes and what it smells and what it hears. It came into a belief that those were the truth and those were reality, and that's what was. And mind has not been corrected in its error. So life is not confused. You are not confused. Mind is just accepting its own thoughts and its own thinking and believing them as real. Mind. Mind. And you are not mind. You are standing as awareness as to what mind is processing or thinking. Mind thinks about what we call memories. Mind thinks about tomorrow and future weeks and future times. It makes lists, it makes schedules, it makes plans. Mind is busy. But you always stand as awareness as to what mind is processing or what mind is thinking. There is no thinking in awareness. There is no thinking in you. The mind is an instrument. So there is no fixed wave. Right? It's not that that one wave rises all the time. It's not fixed. And it will rise and it will subside and it'll rise and subside. It's all the ocean. And just as there's no fixed wave, there is no fixed person. And as that wave that you view is impermanent, so too is the person you're believing in, that too is impermanent. Indeed, the concept of being a person that rises within your awareness and it falls within your awareness throughout the day or days. But it is not a you thinking. Awareness remains as stillness. Nothing is fixed. Everything is flowing and changing. And coming into expression and then leaving again, like a wave, and like the body mind. That's life flowing, being. So it's all flowing now. And if we can pay attention to life, instead of trying to perhaps fix a person or fix what we perceive to be separation. We can live the life intended, that life of loving and blessing, peace, joy, healing. We can live the life intended in the flowing of the ever-changing moments and be that healing presence. All that can exist is this moment. And this moment is free of a fixed identity. It is free of all labels. It is free of all definitions. What we are is beyond definition. So be still for a moment and let the moment be as it naturally is. Free, unbound. We breathe in the flowing of it. And the moment is filled with peace and joy and love. That is the nature of it. Because all is of the essence. The moment is the essence, and the essence is you, and you are love. And the moment is naturally only filled with love. It is only in ignorance of what we are that the mind, not you, you're not the mind throws out things and brings unnatural concepts to the moment, like fear or doubt or unkindness or shame or guilt or regrets. It is mind that brings an unnatural concept to the moment. And then the moment seems to be something that it is not. The moment is always love. Okay. Now, we can look at consciousness and awareness as not being the same concepts. Okay, let's take a look. We can look at consciousness as what experiences the moment, the sensory perception. Okay. And we can look at awareness as the infinite space in which all experiences take place. Okay. So that space in which the concept of a personal self rises and falls. That space as the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, as they rise and fall to a sensory experiencing. In your awareness, you are aware of feelings. You are aware of emotions. You are aware of them rising and falling. And it is consciousness that is in the experience of the moment. So it's via the sensory inputs, the touching, the tasting, the inputs to mind and body, mind, body, consciousness, that we find if, when those sensory inputs come into awareness, we're going to find if there is an understanding of self, of presence, and that calmness prevails, or if there is still there the mind's old habits of a person in charge. And then a reaction occurs rather than a response. Okay? In other words, if there is no personal reaction to a stimuli, where is the person? Where is the person that is judged for the reaction? If the stimuli is in mind, mind is reporting, mind is making decisions, and mind is either in calmness as it returns to the heart to be still, or mind is allowed to continue with old habits. It will be one or the other. So, yes, question, where would the personal identity be if there were no reactions to the stimuli? These are questions you want to ask in your contemplations if you are still lingering with the mind's belief in being a separate person. So we accept the judgments of mind as to guilt and regrets and shame, because only because we allow mind to live in its old habits. This is not you. This is the processing that an unchecked mind does. Mind, one mind. There's not chopped up personal individual mind. There's one mind. And we see that even as we speak to others. They all have the same thinking, the same thoughts, the same ideas, about many things that we hold ourselves. But it's the activity of mind. It is not the activity of you. It is not the activity of God. So therefore, it is not the activity of you to be in judgment of yourself or others as to guilts and regrets and shame. It is mind. You are not the mind. The thoughts rise and fall to your awareness, but you are not what you are aware of. And yes, we are aware of the activity of the mind. Our practices are to bring that mind home to the heart and let it rest in calmness and serenity rather than allowing it to go out into a world and play the part of a separate person. We're bringing it home. So the mind's old habits are going to rise and fall in your attention, to your attention, to your awareness. Okay. And it is the idea of the thoughts. It's the thoughts. There is no person to react. It is the thoughts. It is the mind that are reacted to. It is mind reacting to what mind is thinking and saying. It is mind, not you, not God, not source, not love. It is just you are watching mind at play. And you think because the thought rises that this is you thinking these thoughts, reacting with me. It is mine. Okay. So it is mind that reacts to the stimuli. After practically instantaneously, it goes through so many things and then comes out with its projections. It's the thoughts that are reacted to, not the appearances, not the stimuli. An appearance, not the memory. Those are concepts and appearances. It's mind that reacts. And none of that, none of the stimuli, none of the memories, none of the future, none of those have the capacity at all to cause any suffering. The belief in suffering is an old idea of mind that some still cling to. So the idea of a personal me. Why is this happening to me? The idea of that, it just rises, not as a real identity, but just as another activity of thoughts. Think about that. Somewhere along the way, mind got the idea that there was a separate person there. So mind went about creating this separate person. And in mind's creation, the separate person needed specific things. So mind decided what this person needed. Yes, in accord with environment. Okay. So mind is now creating this separate identity. Okay. Let's see. I'm not pretty enough. I need to lose weight and I need to get a makeover and I need to get some new clothes. And you know mind's activity. It never was you thinking. It was always you in awareness. But it was never you thinking. So just as the wave rises up out of the ocean, and that is not a separate identity. It's not a separate personal look at me wave identity. As it rises from the ocean, it does not claim a separate identity. So does the apparent personal identity rise up from consciousness, rises up from mind. Not as a truth, not as a reality, but as a created persona. Okay. Okay, so that which you may still be calling me or myself. And that me is the realness, is my real being that I am. Recognize me is not a permanent identity. Me is the created mind persona. And one day, we finally surrender that concept. As being who I am and rest in what is truth. Technically, you are the God presence, although we don't go around writing that on the walls. That's something with a heart alone. Okay. So we rest in the truth. But if we do not surrender the idea or the concept in what we call the here and now, we all know it will be let go of as we let go of the body and the mind in death. But it's much more fun to let it go now and just enjoy this flow and enjoy being free of self-imposed limits and self-imposed judgments and all the stuff that we allow mind to do and then think it's us doing it. Mind even gives the thought, it's you, it's me that's doing it. No. No. So the idea of being a person and separate from what we call others is just that, an idea without any resonance in reality. How could we ever see those that we call others, like mom or dad, husband or wife, son, daughter, grandkids, aunts, uncles, sisters or brothers? How could we ever realize, ah, or stranger? Okay. How could we ever realize the beauty and the love that oneness emanates if we insist on separation from them? As we insist on separation from them in any shape or form, we are insisting on separation from the oneness that I am. We cannot have it both ways. We cannot acknowledge, embrace, and love what we are and then say, but you're not included. Remember, we had that falling out years ago. Mm-mm. Nope, nope, nope. Think for a moment. You have always been the ocean. You have always been the source, the substance, the essence. You've always been the ocean. But then so has all that you have ever called other. Every wave that rises from the ocean is the ocean. Every concept of person is like waves rising from the same ocean. Now, they may think and believe that they are living a life of separation. I think we've all pretty much come out from under that concept. And they do not know that what is being clung to is an impermanent identity of self. But that doesn't make any difference. It didn't make any difference for us as we awoke from the idea of being separate. Okay. So everyone you know and do not know, is the ocean, is the soul. Is the oneness. So we have to recognize that there are no selves out there to be fixed or to be changed. Can you imagine the ocean wanting to fix the wave? No. Everything rises out of perfection, and it remains that. Right? So we have to recognize that there's no selves to fix, no, or change, and that all the baggage that we carry or did carry, as to what this impermanent appearing self seems to be, and that I, the mind, was allowed to accept and believe that this was my true being, my true self. That idea can be set aside. Just set it aside. It's mind's chatter. You can sit quietly in the space of awareness and just watch the thoughts. You can even watch the thought that says, how could I have let all of these thoughts direct my life? Because that's a thought too, but that's a little clarifying one. Okay. Okay. So we can just let that concept go and Enjoy the parade of thoughts without getting involved. Okay. Okay, so we can give the idea of personhood or separation. We can give it a blessing as we surrender it and let it go, as an unseen, perhaps, opportunity to see more clearly past the false identity as we go through the day. Okay. And we recognize that the label of me is not truth. There is no me. There is no separate identity. Mind's creation. It would be like mind creating a new recipe, just putting all the little parts together. So there's, and it's the same with the persona, with the mask. Mind puts the little parts in. You need to lose a few pounds. That's one part that gets carried around for a long time, or you need to do this. So, yeah. Okay, so we can just surrender that, and then for most, for all, there will be a shift in perspective and understanding as we set down a bag of bones that we've always carried as our identity. Okay, and we just shift into the freedom of watching and being and enjoying the flow. Okay. I know some, that I've met have been a little apprehensive of letting go of an identity that they believe to be their own self. And but don't let any fear, any doubts have sway with you if you're in the process of letting go. So don't resist freedom. Let it flow in you. It's a natural state of your being. And that freedom, or what we call liberation, it's all here right now. And it's called life. It's called living. It's called by many names, but it's you. You are the presence of life itself. You are the unfolding presence, always new. You are unchanging. Your formless reality, you're expressing in ever-changing ways. But you remain unchanging. Okay? As you watch from awareness, and no matter what, life is flowing, and like a river flowing, each moment of that water is new. Like I say, you can never step into the Ganges twice. It's not the same river. So life flows like a river, and each moment for the water is new and fresh in its changingness. That's what each moment is. a new beginning, each moment, new, fresh, a new beginning. Recognizing what you are only takes a moment. Because you already it, you don't have to create it. You don't have to find it. You don't have to make it. You're already it. Again, no matter what the appearance might be, you're already it. So when we are still, I mean, we can be chatting in a group and still be still within, but when we are still, we experience this flow, this frequency, this vibration. Vibration that we call life when we are still. So again, this idea of a personal self rises not as a real identity, but just as another activity. Mind. Okay. Just like the wave rises in the ocean, the activity of the ocean. And you, beloved one, are the awareness where this play of activity, this rising and falling of thoughts and stimuli take place. Like part of the ocean rising up to play the part of a wave for a time. As body mind rises out of the essence to play the part of a human for a time. But we are meant to know it's a play. And we are not the character in the play. Right? It's like essence rose. The part was called Mary. I played that part quite seriously. For a while, and then I realized I could get off the stage and just watch. We're not the labels, we're not the body mind. You are what you are. So it's again, here we go with clear seeing that we recognize that there is no personal self. As a thing, but as an activity. Okay. And again, just as that wave rises, not as a separate identity. Okay. Even if it has a separating label on it, and we don't call it the ocean. Okay. We call it a wave. It is still just a label. To an appearance. And a label does not make a truth. It does not make a separate identity. Okay? It does not make a wave separate from the ocean. And it does not make a person separate from life. Okay. The only separation that there ever is in imagination. And you can imagine separation all day long, but you will not make it real, and we will not make it a truth. Okay? So how are we doing so far? We're still all on the same page. So take a breath, rest back. We're just following a breath flowing in and a breath flowing out. Okay. So take a breath and follow it. Now, the breath is not separate from the air, right? The air that's filling the room that we're in. The breath that we're taking, it's not separate from all of the air in the room. And that air is not separated from what we call oxygen, right? It's everywhere. It's not separated from it. And the action is not separated from the molecules. And the molecules are not separate from the protons. So the breath, even the breath, is not separate from the ocean of oxygen. Nothing is separate. The what is, call it God, call it absolute, we call it source. Sometimes I call it the something. The what is cannot be unnatural of itself. We cannot be unnatural of ourselves. And it cannot be separate from itself. Recognize this in your contemplations. All is one, and one is all. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Would you like some comments or some questions now?
Just thank you, Mary.
Thank you, love.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, love. How was it? You like being the wave?
You took me on a rafting trip.
I'm just surfing through life. Just going.
I'm just, just picking up my raft, heading towards the river.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. I love that.
I used to have this tube, a rubber tube.
Yeah, inner tube.
And I would go up the river and I would set it myself down and just float down.
That's what we used to do. We used
yeah.
to raft them down the springs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful springs all over. Yeah.
And it was so It so feels so real to me,
Free, so free.
that
Just free.
impression of
Yeah.
it. Yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, love. Yes, Ingrid, my love. Yes.
I couldn't follow everything, but it was due to technical
Difficulties.
problems also, yes. But one point I would like to ask once more. You were talking about the play and the character. So, life is creating a character or a playing.
No,
No.
it's mind. The character
Mind.
and the persona is a creation of mind. So mind in our infancy, because most likely our parents were conditioned to be persons, and they were conditioned to believe in separateness. Okay. That influence upon the body mind, when it became visible, that influenced the mind that was kind of looking after the body form, began to create a persona. So I am a girl. I am a chubby girl, or whatever mind was creating in thought, saying, I need to be this, or I should be this, or why didn't I become that? This is all mind's creation. So the persona, the character, is a creation of mind, not of life.
Yes.
Yeah, it's of mind.
No, I was more interested in you say when we became visible.
Oh, the body,
So,
when the body became visible.
yes.
Yeah.
And is this becoming visible as a body or whatever? Is this a play of life?
The play of life is more like the dream because the mind creates dream scenarios. It creates scenarios that are not realities of life. Suffering is not a reality of life. Mind creates the stories of suffering. And in our ignorance of knowing I am, we believe that what mind is, these stories that minds are creating is suffering, is that I am suffering. A personal me is suffering. That's not reality. If it's not reality, we can call it a play. We can call it an illusion. We can call it other things, but we can't call it truth. Okay. So you'll oftentimes hear this scenario of the world at this moment is a concept, a construct of mind. Therefore, a play of mind. This is why when we say
Oh,
awake,
goodness
you
sakes.
are awakening out from under that belief of what mind says is truth. You awaken from that. That's why we watch the thoughts instead of accepting them as real and truth. We watch them. So you can now watch that play without reacting to it and remain that loving presence of understanding and compassion. So you're watching the others that haven't awoken to who they are continue to play this part. The body mind plays the part that mind has created.
Cool.
Yeah, no.
Well, I hope so. yeah. So, the becoming visible in this creation, whatever it is the illusion.
The illusion is you are not what became visible. You believe that you are the body, or most that are still asleep, we call them asleep, they believe they're the body. They believe they were born. They believe everything that mind is telling them about a personal, separate creation. When you wake up, you see what mind has been saying all these years is not truth. There is no separation. There is no body-mind persona. It doesn't exist. There is no ego. There is no personal me. They do not exist. Those are all creations of mind. So you awaken from that dream of believing what mind is saying. You don't believe the thoughts about separation any longer. You don't believe the thoughts about a personal me, because there is no me, because I am the oneness that is the presence. I am the presence of pure awareness. Quite literally, I have no body, I have no form. And awareness, my being, has never been born, and that being, it's never going to die. You come into this understanding, and as you watch then the play, you begin to emanate the light of compassion and love and understanding of what they're going through, because they are believing what mind is saying, just as we did until we had our awakening.
Yes, but you are watching also your own play.
No.
No?
If you're awake, you're not, there is no you any longer in the play. That persona has dissolved. You are no longer a part of the play once you awake from it.
So when you look into the mirror, you say, that's I don't know what you say
Well,
then.
I don't say anything. I don't have any thoughts about looking in the mirror, other than is the hair straight today, you know?
Okay.
But I don't recognize what's in the mirror as being myself.
But how do you relate to that thing in the mirror?
I don't. There's nothing there to relate to.
Nothing, but you make your hair straight.
Well, yes. There are still. I still shower the body. I still, there's still the bathroom, things that the body requires to have. I still feed the body and bathe it and give it water. I'm not unkind to it, but I don't relate to it as being a separate, personal something. And again, it's in this understanding that you can look at others as yourself, as that oneness in compassion and a deeper understanding, because they're believing the creation that mind has come up with about who and what they are. And in that ignorance comes the suffering, but there is no you suffering. That's the point I'm making here, is that there is no you to suffer. Okay. mind comes up with a persona, and that persona is suffering. And if you're not awake, then you think it's me suffering. If you are awake, there is no suffering. The mind can't pull that trick anymore. Well, at that point in awakening, the mind is more reserved, more quiet, more awake itself, I guess. I'm not quite sure how to say it, but mind shifts, the thoughts shift, they change. They're not like they used to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mary.
Yes, love.
Could it be where you're looking from?
Yeah, if you're looking from the heart.
If you're looking from the heart.
Yes. Yes. It's a vast different than looking than allowing mind.
If you're looking from the heart, you're looking as awareness, as
right.
this one, as this oneness. If
right.
you're looking from your mind,
well,
and that identity,
right,
you're seeing the person.
You're right.
I don't.
Right. Yeah.
Mary.
Yes, love.
I've experienced this past week, which I think kind of falls along those lines. I was taking the subway, and there were two women that were having a conversation, and they were getting into a debate, and one of them was saying how long she had been a female, and she knew this, and she knew that, and the other one was saying something else, and the conversation was getting louder and louder, and I thought about it. I thought to myself, well, in the past, I would have said, this one's, to my mind, this one's mm-hmm. crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. This is insane. Where's his behavior? Mm-hmm. And then I just stopped because I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to just do away with judgment right here
mm-hmm.
and just listen to this, because I don't know the experience of this woman who claims she's been a female for 20 years. I don't know anything about the background.
Mm.
And I just stayed in a state of observation. And I was thinking to myself, with what you explained today, you talking about everyone is a wave. And I thought to myself, like when I go to the beach and I look at waves, I don't say, wow, that one's a different shape than that one.
That one's pretty, and then
that one has foam. Oh, that one came in real small, and it came all the way up to the beach blanket. Like I it doesn't occur to me to say that. I'm just in a state of observation.
Right.
And from what you're saying, you know, for myself, I do need a lot of help with judgment. If I could just observe each person or whatever I'm dealing with as, you know, a wave, and in actuality, at some point, they are going to recede back into oneness, into one ocean. And for
yes.
time, they're presenting themselves
yes.
a little bit different. And, you know, I was so glad I didn't get caught up in then thinking about what they were discussing. Just, it was the first time I didn't make a judgment. I didn't get into who's right, who's wrong.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And it was peaceful.
Yeah, for me, it was
yeah.
peaceful.
Well, yeah, yeah.
They kept
so
at
the
it.
appearance didn't make any difference. The peace was still there. The appearance had no power.
Mm-hmm.
You
so I
had
got
no power at all.
Yeah, that everybody is a different wave.
Yeah.
Bigger, some milder, some, you know, calm. But the end is they're going back into oneness.
Well, they've never left. No one has ever left oneness.
Okay.
So you can't go back to it. You can awaken and become aware that you have always been it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
I like that word that Peggy used. It recedes back, recedes. It comes up, It goes back.
Yeah.
It's so fluid.
Yeah.
Recedes.
Kind
I
of
love that
flowing.
word.
Yeah.
It re
It
it's
recedes.
sometimes it says we go back to the heart. I like this. I like that it recedes back. It recedes back. It comes out and it goes in, and it's very
So,
lovely.
and it's a
Yeah.
natural flowing, you know.
Very, yeah.
And when I'm caught up in the mind and argue with people or, and afterwards I say, why the how could I, what was I doing? Why did I get
The
combative
habit.
about that?
Yeah, well, those are habits of the mind. So just habits of the mind. It's not you. See, there is, why did I get that way? There is no I to get that way. It's mind. It's mind that is saying, why did I get that way? Because mind thinks it is a person. So we need to perhaps work a little bit on seeing that it's mind that's doing it. It's not God, which is my own being, or it's not awareness, which is my own being, however you want to call the oneness. It's not the oneness that is doing it. It's mind. And there's been an acceptance of what mind is saying and what mind is doing. Okay, well, enough of that then. It's like I often say, there is no law that says I have to believe thoughts. Don't have to believe them. I can just watch them, let them pass by. They have nothing to do with me.
There's plenty of
It is, well, that slows down, that they
them.
really dissipate, they really change their flavor. They do, you know, and it's like, I forgot what I was going to say, but yeah, it's the non-acceptance of them that we begin to see what we truly are. It's only the belief in them that veils what's already present. Let go, you surrender the belief in the thoughts, and psh, well, I was always here. I never was not here.
Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome, love. Okay, I guess we can call this one a great flow. All right, so let us pray then. Most beloved self, I do not seek for anything. The flow of life is perfect as it is, and I am that. Life is in its completeness. There is nothing to need. And life is in its fullness. There is nothing to need. I am the life, the completeness, the fullness. I am that. Amen. Om Namaste.